Styles Derrick, Domesticstemium. By Jism, read by Calicuria. Big spoon, little spoon. That depends on what they're doing. If they're watching a movie, or, hacked security footage of the Minotaur attack that went down at Macy's last night, either way, on the couch, Derek's the big spoon, because Styles moves around too much to function in that capacity. He still elbows Derek in the stomach sometimes while he reaches for the remote slash popcorn slash laptop slash beer, but Derek's a werewolf. He'll heal. In bed, Styles is almost always the big spoon, at his own insistence. Neither one of them will admit it, but they both know it's to save Derek the embarrassment of having to renegotiate their positions after a bad dream. What is their favorite non-sexual activity? Well, it's definitely not vanquishing evil, but since that's pretty much all they ever have time to do, it's hard to know. They can't go out to movies together, because Derek hates movie theaters. Big dark rooms with no vantage points and few exits crowded full of humans and the cloying sweet smell of soda and candy. No. And they can't do theater, because neither one of them really sees the point. They've tried to go out to fancy dinners, but inevitably they end up arguing because it feels weird to sit across from each other with a white tablecloth between them while there's a rogue gorgon somewhere in Beacon Hills. They hike, sometimes. They like baseball. Every once in a while they go on a road trip, just the two of them, and take turns driving. Who uses all the hot water in the morning? Derek. Except on those weeks when Styles gets up early and uses all the hot water just to fuck with Derek, which then results in Derek getting up even earlier and using up all the hot water just to fuck with Styles. One time they ran into each other in the hallway at 2 a.m. because of this game. Derek choked on his breath, Styles laughed till he cried, and they slept until 10 the next morning. What they order from takeout? What don't they order from takeout? Styles can make mac and cheese, mac without cheese, and frozen dinners. Derek can't cook anything, with or without a little werewolf oven. They make a lot of pizza. What is the most trivial thing they fight over? Everything! The hot water thing, the movie theater thing, the way Styles pronounces the word establishment, the way Derek pronounces the word pronounces, Derek's leather jacket obsession, the fact that Styles is never willing to be wearing less than 3 shirts at any given moment, how often a werewolf can have sex in a day before he dies, the various inaccuracies in Styles' MMORPG, which Derek has taken to watching him play for mockery purposes. Whose hair is in the drain? I think you mean whose fur is in the drain, Derek? The color orange, the name Miguel. Seriously, it'll be easier to ask the most trivial thing they don't fight over. Which is, for the record, the fact that both of their feelings about their respective cars are totally sane, and anyone who disagrees can suck it. Who does most of the cleaning? Derek. It's a stress response. When his life is chaotic, read, always, cleaning helps him feel like he's got some order somewhere. Styles does the laundry, which is just as well, because Derek never does manage to deal with the bloodstains properly when he doesn't. Who controls the Netflix queue? Styles. Derek has terrible taste in television and movies, which is largely because, outside of horror movies, which he consumes with a passion for the sake of feeling superior when they're wrong, he hasn't seen very much. Styles is currently working him through Arrested Development. Derek likes it more than he's willing to let on. Who calls the landlord slash super when the heat's not working? Styles. Derek, A, doesn't actually care that the heat's not working, just that Styles cares and is cold, and B, isn't actually all that good at arguing with people who don't respond to glares. Styles, on the other hand, has a very love-hate relationship with their landlord. Sometimes Derek can hear them screaming from 10 floors up, and sometimes Styles comes back from her office with cookies. He's stopped trying to understand it. Who steals the blankets? Styles. Derek runs hotter than he does by default. And also, not that he'll admit it, Styles has shit circulation and gets cold constantly and always. He dresses in layers to try to conceal this fact, but Derek, having spent many a night in bed next to his fucking icicle hands and feet, is totally wise to it. He's got no problem with the fact that Styles steals the blankets at night, and, in fact, finds the typically resulting Styles blanket burrito more adorable than I'll ever admit to anyone. But it drives him crazy that Styles will never admit to being cold. This is why everyone in the pack has, at some point or another, borne witness to an argument that ended with Derek whipping his jacket at Styles' head and storming away. And then, once he's gone, with Styles putting the jacket on. Who leaves their stuff around? They both do. They're busy. They're battling evil. Derek will end up cleaning it up next time he freaks out anyway. They try to be careful about putting the top secret supernatural crap somewhere discreet, though. Better safe than sorry. Who remembers to buy the milk? Styles. Derek finds the grocery store abhorrent in concept and practice, and Styles has given up on trying to make him more normal. Every once in a while, he'll make Derek go with him anyway, for the, you know, cereal and milk and frozen dinners and mac and cheese, and, meat that Derek almost always grills that is their standard grocery purchase. And Derek always spends the entire time muttering darkly about wasted produce and ridiculous human excess. It's really not worth the trouble. Who remembers anniversaries? Derek, invariably, and every single year. Styles knows it's stupid, but it still kind of gets him where he lives, the way Derek never forgets. It's not that he ever really makes a thing about it. They're not really the type to make a thing about it, either of them. And anyway, there's always something more important going on or threatening to level the town. But Derek will grab Styles' hand in the car, or press his face into Styles' neck when they go to bed, or wrap an arm around Styles' waist while they're waiting for the phoenix to rise from the ashes and tell them what the hell is going on. Thanks, he says, every year, like he thinks he has to, like he thinks that even makes sense. He always smiles, though, when Styles says, idiot, and then, gruff and quiet, you too. So maybe it's not such a bad tradition, as traditions go. The end.